Mayor Buckhorn has lost many elections in the past, but when he ran for office, many of his opponents had consistently won every one of their races. He said that moving past his losses has given him courage.
I have felt losing, and it didn't kill me. And so when you go into this not fearing a darn thing, you will say things that make people politically uncomfortable. You will rattle their cages. You will shake them out of that sense of entitlement. Because you know something? Right now, we're out there competing every day on the global stage. We're not competing with Jacksonville and Orlando. We're competing with American cities, and we're competing with international cities. And if we don't get our act together as a region, we will fall further and further behind. That was the message that I took to those 25,000 houses.
But some folks fear for how Buckhorn will handle the influx of possibly tens of thousands of people to the Bay Area. He has sworn to protect police officers and the public against who he calls anarchists.
We encourage people to exercise their First Amendment rights. Those that want to protest legally, do so with in law-abiding fashion, are welcome to do so. What I will not tolerate is somebody who chooses to break the law. We will have zero tolerance for that, and we will be brutally efficient in exercising our responsibilities to make sure that those visitors and those conventioners and everyone else is safe, including the safety of my officers.
He made the distinction between peaceful protesters and those who would commit acts of assault or vandalism.
There will be people here who are not saving the whales and, you know, the PETA folks and whatever other causes they have. There will be people here who are serious about causing mayhem. The anarchists, which they are affectionately lumped into a group as, they're dangerous. They're violent. They are not here representing any cause or exercising their First Amendment rights. They are here to do damage. And we need to be prepared for that. We are going to have to hire 4,000 police officers.
Buckhorn also warned against any activity that involves fire in the street and cautioned about the potential for provocateurs.
Politics, we encourage that discourse. It's what our system is all about. But those who choose to come to Tampa to cause mayhem or to try and infiltrate these other law-abiding groups and to use them as sort of shields who shoot, you know, marbles from slingshots at our police officers, who attack our police officers, who loot and burn our downtown? No, not on my watch. No, sir.
During the ongoing Occupy Wall Street protests, videos have emerged that show police brutality against unarmed or otherwise peaceful, law-abiding protesters. Buckhorn said he has not seen the videos, but said he doesn't anticipate any police brutality next year.
Well, we're not anticipating that they'll do that. Our police officers are well-trained. They'll be well-trained how to react to protesters. You know, if someone does do something that's not appropriate, we'll deal with them. We will enforce the law. We'll do it within the law. But we're not going to tolerate people who break the law.
Buckhorn said there will be free speech zones, which will be the only place protesters will be allowed to gather outside the convention.
First of all, it depends where the Secret Service puts the cone. You know, public areas will remain public areas. We're not going to privatize public areas for this particular event. You know, there'll have to be permits for protests. But we will designate at some point a free speech area. You know, and the law requires that it be, you know, you have to be seen and you have to be heard. And so, we'll try to accommodate the law. You know, I don't know, I can't tell you where that will be yet.
In response to an audience member, Buckhorn jokingly suggested that people should protest in Largo in Pinellas County. Speaking seriously, the mayor said that no public areas are currently designated or planned to be a potential free speech zone. Reporting from St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.